Well, we want to give a very warm welcome to everybody who's come to join us for our carol service for 2019, and a special welcome to our listeners on Dundalk FM. We trust that you and your family will have a blessed Christmas too. We also want to give greetings to those who are listening to us via the website and the podcast. From wherever part of the world you're listening, greetings from the church here in Dundalk, and be assured that you will be in our prayers over the Christmas season. Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you've afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. I'm going to ask Les to come and do our reading. And you can find it in Matthew chapter 1. And he's going to read verses 18 through to 25.
It's Matthew 1:18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage. He gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Well, we have a special treat for us now. For the first time, we're going to have the children from the Sunday School sing a special for us, and we would encourage you to show your appreciation for them after they sing this song by applause. So, very quiet, and listen to this special song from all these special people.
Thank you.
Well, follow that. Well, we are going to follow that. We're going to stand and sing another well-known carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Our next carol, a very familiar one, follows up on that theme of the prophecy of where the Messiah would be born, and it's called O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
Michele is going to read our next reading, and it's from John chapter 1, verses 10 to 14.
He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave him the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
We're going to stand for our next carol. Again, a favorite and a very, very simple message to it. Silent Night, Holy Night.
John 3:16 to 21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe in him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come into the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.
Now, the ladies' group is going to come and sing their special for this year. Every year they have a different special for us. And the one this year, you'll see actually the words of it, I think, will come up on the screen here. And it's called Let This Christmas Be.
Okay.
Mike's going to come and read from the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 to 4.
Revelation 21:1-4. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." Amen.
Thank you, Mike. We're going to have one more song, and after this, Pastor Michael's going to come and share with us from God's Word. So let's stand and sing from The Squalor of a Borrowed Stable.